Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Hey. Earlier on the regular old show, Riggins had this list of words that people hate. Even though they're perfectly good words in U.S. English, the way women are about the word moist. Ooh, I hate that word. I hate that word. So much so that women on TV are like, there's this baking show where this one of the judges won't say that a cake is moist. She says tender to avoid using the word moist, which is one of the dumbest damn things I've ever heard in my life. But anyway. Some of them we couldn't say on the radio, even though they're perfectly fine. They're not cuss words or anything. It's just words that people hate. And one of the words that I thought of that makes me cringe when I hear it most of the time is discharge.
Ugh. Discharge.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The only time it doesn't make me cringe is when you're talking about the military.
Yeah.
Somebody was discharged from the military or had an honorable discharge. So much so that if I have to use it in the other way, I will try to make it silly by calling it an dishonorable discharge. So then Riggins said that some lady just posted underneath the question on social media the C word over and over and over.
Yeah, she just posted the C word like 5 times. Somehow Facebook missed that one. they are so overwhelming with the things they decide to mute, but they missed that one 5 times.
Were there any other ones?
Yeah, I mean, Renee said people using the word Sammy instead of sandwich, which is a good one.
Oh, you want
that? That's so really annoying.
I don't like Sammy. That either.
Yeah. Kara Jo said skeet.
Okay, now, the history of the word skeet goes way back. Let me tell you,
it's a true story.
Hey, now just isolate that. Yes, the history of the word skeet.
Of the word skeet. is because black people, when I was growing up, would use the term skeet instead of squirt. Like you wouldn't have a squirt gun; they would call it a skeet gun. Or if somebody had a water bottle or whatever, they would say, for example, Miss Hobdy. He skeet that water all over me from that skeet bottle, because that was the description of the way that it moved. It squirted out, it skeeted out. So then it got transferred into describing ejaculation.
Oh,
because the same there. Because the same process happens. It skeets out of a guy.
I thought you were going to go right to skeet shooting, which
no,
you went right for ejaculation.
No, skeet shooting is like the thing is called the little.
It's called skeet.
Pigeons are called skeets.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why are clay pigeons? I'm gonna look that up.
Because they're made of ejaculate.
Exactly.
That's the way it was
back in the Civil War days. To practice, what they would do is one soldier would get over here and he would ejaculate, and then the others would shoot it. And that's where the pull comes from. Pull the motion that he makes. Ski.
Terrible.
Okay.
It's just like people don't know where the term woke comes from. I mean, they think it's just a political term. Woke means awake, because a lot of people in slang would say, is he asleep? No, he woke. Instead of awake, they would say woke. So you're awake if you know what's going on in the world and how the people, you know, what the liberal way of doing things is. Open-minded. You're awake to the world. Mm-hmm. So you're woke. What did you find about skeeting?
The word skeet, and referred to clay pigeons or whatever, allegedly derives from the Norwegian word for shoot, which is skyte.
Skeet. Yes, we skeet on everything.
You skeet on it.
The first National Skeet Championship took place in 1926. Shortly thereafter, the National Skeet Shooting Association was formed.
Yeah. That's cool.
For people who like to shoot skeet.
But wouldn't that be redundant if skeet means shoot? So you'd be like the Shooters Association.
Well, they've derived skeet to mean the
skite. From skite.
Yeah, skite is shoot. Skeet is what you shoot.
So maybe, ladies, if you have a hard time saying the word skeet, you can make it cutesy by saying skite instead.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Shelley said artisan. It just sounds so pretentious. Your sandwich or ice cream are not full on works of art. Right.
And it really doesn't mean good point. It doesn't mean anything.
What does artisan mean?
I think handmade, small quantities, artisan. But she makes a good point. Calling your sandwich artisan is a little dramatic.
Artisan bread.
Yeah. Oh. The most popular one, I said outside of moist, don't include that one because we know that one, is panties. A lot of people are saying panties.
All women or men?
They're all women.
Yeah.
So that might be the one to dethrone moist.
But that is the article of clothing, right? That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Panties. It's disgusting.
Well, they're the ones who created the word panties.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you supposed to be more specific?
Or did you just say underwear now?
Beth said, I just call them underwear. Panties just sounds terrible to me. I'm not sure why, but she puts a little shrugging shoulders emoji.
It's because some woman said it one day, and then the rest of another woman said, oh, yeah, I agree with that. And then everybody else had to follow suit. Just like, just like the word moist, just like the whole it's more intimate to kiss somebody than to have the sex with them. Blah, blah, blah. That came from Pretty Woman when Julia Roberts played that darned old whore. She said that she'd have sex with men, but she would never kiss any of her Johns because that was too intimate. And then women would, that sounds so good.
It's a good line in a movie.
Yeah.
Who knew it was going to become a cultural phenomenon? Right.
And I always say, okay, well, let's imagine your boyfriend or your husband. You could pick. He slipped up and kissed one of his coworkers, or he slipped up and made the sex with one of his coworkers and didn't kiss her. Which one is going to be worse? And then I go,
yep. Jennifer said, hush puppy. That's crazy.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, but sometimes they are just like one off things. Like one person hears it and it sounds weird.
Well, I'd kill for some hush puppies right now.
A lot more panties. Panties, panties, panties. Brassiere. I mean, where do you hear brassiere?
Who's using the word brassiere?
Your great great grandmother?
Brassiere to eternity.
Yeah. Skibbity. That's like, the kids love that one. Democrats.
I hate that word.
I hate it. There's a lot of these. The P word. The P word. Bro, hearing that all the time. That's another, girls saying bro to like their boyfriends. Yeah. That is just bizarre to me. Mm.
Well, I've
tell you, I'm old.
I've never liked the word bro. I always prefer bruh.
Yeah. But I don't know. Hearing women say bruh is weird to
me. I don't know. I just can't get on board with it.
And I'm not opposed. I guess I am opposed to it. It's kind of like, that just seems weird.
Yeah. Just like when we went through that stage of guys calling women dude.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
So you put dude and bro together as if like women calling their boyfriends dude would be the same as calling him bro.
Dude. Yeah, kind of.
I agree.
Yeah. Phlegm, said Morgan.
Yeah. Phlegm. Ugh. Makes it funny.
Cap. Instead of lie. Tracy said dookie. I got like five likes on
that. Dookie. I like that one. But yeah, you can't just, it's not just the word cap. You hate it when cap is used in that way.
Yeah.
You don't hate the whole word cap. These other ones like moist and panties, they cringe at just hearing the word.
Yeah. Michelle said old lady. I don't know why it just does. I hate that too.
What, old lady?
This is my old lady. I think
you don't mean like in describing. So yes, this was an old lady who's trying to get across the street. Yeah. I mean like instead of your wife.
Yeah, my old lady. I can't.
I used to say that all the time for comedic purposes because I thought it was so ridiculous.
You didn't call your dad's old man, did you?
No.
Like, that's my old man.
My old man? No.
My dad said his brother called my grandfather in front of one of his friends, like, oh, that's my old man or something like that. And it apparently set off a chain of bad events. He did not appreciate that at all.
Yeah. But calling your wife your old lady doesn't sound nearly as bad to me or trashy as the wife calling her husband her old man.
Old man, yeah.
That's my old man. Interesting. Yeah. Because I just think, you know, documentary, like some sort of a documentary going on. She's like, yeah, and it was my old man.
Old man.
Tina said, when people use the word lush when they're describing how green and big the trees are, ugh! Lush.
That's a good one.
But that's the appropriate use of the word. Right, lush. Green tree. It's a great example of how to use the word properly.
But just that's what I mean. These one-off ones. Yeah. Just like, she's the only person probably in the world that bothers. Lush. Yeah, lush.
Carisha's got a good one that I haven't seen yet. Ointment.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a really good one.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video. Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.